What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Young and Ambitious Podcast. I am your host, Court Two Times, creator of Young and Ambitious Magazine, and I just want to thank you once again for listening to us today. Before we get started, we have another coronavirus-related episode of the podcast that I think you're going to enjoy. But before we get into the rest of the episode, let me just say Happy May. We're in the first full week of May. I mean, I know it feels like March and April just took the life out of us. You know, stuff is still moving slow because of coronavirus. Most of us are still quarantined, but we're getting through it. The year is going. We're in the fifth month of the year. May not be what we were expecting, but yo, we still here. So that's something to be appreciative for. But with it being May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter, because we are going to be pumping out a lot of content about mental health, ways to protect your mental health, you know, just a lot of things mental health related. We will also have a mental health episode of the podcast. We're going to have a podcast solely, we're going to have a podcast episode that is, you know, solely about mental health. So make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get a notification once we put that episode up. But as I was saying, this is another coronavirus related episode, and we're just going to go over the numbers real quick. Unfortunately, things are slowing down, but they're not going away. So as of this week, there have been 3.4 million cases of the coronavirus worldwide, and unfortunately, it has resulted in 246,000 deaths. So the best things that we can do to prevent the spread of coronavirus is to make sure that we continue social distancing and, you know, keep it safe. Stay home, stay safe. That's the best thing that we can do right now. I know it's boring, but the thing is, if we continue to stay at home and slow the spread of coronavirus, the sooner we slow the spread and the numbers stop going up, the sooner we'll be able to get back into life as we used to know it. So make sure you are staying home. Make sure you are staying safe. And, you know, if you feel sick, you feel something coming on, make sure you reach out to your healthcare provider and see what's going on with you. All right. Now, like I said, things are slowing down, but they're not getting better. And although some states have chosen to reopen, like Georgia, for example, Georgia has slowly been reopening certain parts of the state. Nail shops, hair salons, barber shops, things of that nature are slowly opening. And, you know, people in Georgia are starting to get back to normal, but there are a lot of people that don't agree with it. So, I mean, if you can, hit us up on Twitter and let us know what you think. Do you think that states should start reopening? Are you comfortable with states reopening, or do you live in a state that's, you know, started to reopen? I know here in New York, we are still on our stay-at-home order until May 15th as of right now. Schools are officially done. Nobody will be returning to school for the remainder of the school year. So we'll see how things go with that. But before we step into another episode of the podcast, so on this episode of the podcast, I have another interview for you guys. This is a young man by the name of Jaden King. He is a high school senior here in New York, whose school year was cut short. We're going to dive into a lot of topics about, you know, school, his decision to almost drop out of school, and what he's been doing to keep himself busy during quarantine. So check us in a minute. Listen to this quick advertisement and we'll be right back with the interview. All right. So my guest for today's podcast, he is you're a high school senior, right?
Yeah, 17, high school
senior. Okay, so he's a high school senior who obviously, with everything going on with the coronavirus, you know, probably won't be able to basically finish out his high school career pretty much the way like most people did. So how does that, like, how do you feel about not being able to, like, you know, go to prom, you know, potentially walk across the stage? Like, what does that make you feel, not being able to do that?
You know, honestly, because, you know, you spend your whole school career here in senior year and about high school and the experiences and not having to work so hard. And then you almost there. We got 3 months left. And then the quarantine hit, Corona hit. And it's just, it's hard to accept it.
Right.
Because it's like, what did we do to everybody? Like, what did the class of 2020, what did we do that we don't get to experience what everybody else get to experience? And it's just not being able, I think, to go to prom and then not being able to walk that stage, I think, are the two biggest
things. Yeah, those are like, yeah,
that
those are like the two
most
thought about, you know, ideas of high school. It's like your graduation and then your, like your senior prom.
You know.
Before you go, I just realized that I didn't even say your name when I did the introduction. So to everybody listening, this is Jaden. He's like, we already said, he's a high school senior. So I just realized that I didn't say your name in the intro.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
I don't know if you're on Facebook, but like the past week or so, people have been posting. This post has been going around on Facebook, and it's like, you know, post your senior picture to honor the class of 2020 because they won't be able to finish out their senior year. And when I saw that, I'm like, how is this honoring the class? Like, we're basically posting a picture and reminiscing on an experience that the class of 2020 will not experience. Like, what do you think about that?
I think the thought might have been nice, but the execution was bad. Because I feel as though, like you said, posting, you know, saying their graduation pictures or their prom pictures ain't doing nothing for us because it's not
right.
Us. That's just making us realize, that's just another reminder. I don't think that was really thought through right. If you wanted to honor us, honoring us would be my one friend I saw on Snap today. Her mom stuck something in their lawn, and it was like, congrats to the class 2020. It was her daughter's face.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that
is an honor. But someone posting themselves at their prom from 1991,
right,
like that's not like my mom did that. I'll be like, that's not honoring,
right, me. Like, because like I said, it's an experience that you won't get to have. So it's like, I don't understand it. I reposted the post and I'm like, you we're not honoring these people by, you know, posting our graduation pictures because, you know, they're not going to get to experience that. So I know like a lot of high school, like when you get to that senior year, you're like itching to be done with high school. So, you know, they call it the senioritis. Did you have senioritis this year?
Man, did I have it? I had it the first day of school when it started. That thing hit me like Mike Tyson in the first round, man. I was like,
is it over yet?
I was like, I gotta do this again. Yeah, I'm like, man, I gotta do this again. I'm
like, what? School's like 180 days, right? Over?
Yeah. And I'm like, I gotta do this again. It's like, it was tough. It really was. And what's crazy was before, it was like a week before the quarantine, I was talking to my friend and we both was like, yo, we over it. Like, we wanted it to be over. Like, we was like, oh, man, this senioritis. He was like, yo, I've been having senioritis since last year.
I guess y'all got your wish then.
And then, yeah, and then you got to be careful what you say because it literally, like, I wanted a little break, but I was just thinking spring break because I had a cruise coming.
Yeah.
So I was good with that. I didn't think that we was going to get the whole thing taken away. And it's like, man, it's like, nah, I'm ready. I want to go back. Like,
right. That was going to be my next question. Like, do you miss school or, like, are you cool with it being over right now?
Man, and it's not even – the thing that I miss about school is the interaction that I have with my classmates.
Of course.
That's what makes
your high school career memorable.
Yeah, and the memories. And because, like, when we be having study hall, we be in a senior lounge, we used to just be acting a fool. And it's just the memories and the snaps that we were making. That's what I miss, and that's what I feel like I'm missing out on for this last month and a half. We've been missing these last memories that we could record and capture and talk about years from now. That's the hardest thing. And like not being able to, for the people that play spring sports, not being able to do that one last time. It's this thing for the seniors, man. It's affecting
it's
us in ways that it's, yeah. Cause it's like you wanted, you know what I'm saying? You can't wait to graduate. You excited, but you didn't think that it was going to happen like this. It's like,
right, it's like you literally went to school one day and then basically the next day they were like, oh, You're done for a year. It's like
Yeah,
you didn't
like
even get like this, some of those people that you went to school with, you might not ever see them again.
might not ever. It's like that Friday, we all was like, it's a possibility, but we didn't think that could be our last school year, our last school day.
Yeah,
Like
because
that
when this all
literally.
first happened, when this first happened, we pretty much thought it was going to be for like, a couple weeks, but we're going into week seven
Week
that
seven.
we pretty much been,
Yeah.
required to stay at home. So, what were
Yes.
you looking forward to most about your senior year?
Honestly, I would probably say the pictures that I was going to take of me and my prom date. Like, I just felt like I'm down. I was, man, I had it set. I'm like, I'm going to rent me a car that night. We're going to be matching. I'm like, that's the thing that I was excited for. I was dumb excited for that. That I think that's the biggest thing. And then walking that stage and
Right.
grabbing that diploma is like that validation. Because honestly, when my sophomore year, I thought I was gonna drop out.
Really,
I
sophomore
thought I
year.
was need yeah. It was because once I turned 16, I was like, oh, you could drop out? Like I was sitting in ELA class one day and I was like, I don't want to do this no more. I was like, this ain't it. And I literally was coming up with a plan where I could live on my own, get a job, and just take care of myself. I literally was like, I don't want to do this. And then I just was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to move out, and I ain't ready to live by myself and cook and all that and clean.
Pay
So I was
bills.
like, you know what? Yeah, pay. But I didn't want to do the adulting thing yet. So I
Right.
was like, let me not. And I'm glad I didn't. But then this happened.
Right.
So,
So, I
but
mean,
definitely prom and grabbing that diploma was two of the biggest things for me.
I'm not going to tell you what year I graduated because I definitely graduated a few years ago. But prom was not as, I mean, it was a big to do. Like, of course, I didn't go to school on the day of my prom because, I got, and I went to two proms my senior year. I went to my high school prom, and then the week before my prom was my date's prom. He went to a different school. We went to, but we went to prom with each other.
Oh, okay. Two
Two
proms.
right back to back my senior year. So, you don't go to school that day because obviously, as a girl, we got to get our hair done, then we got our nails done, then we got to get the makeup
Yep.
done. So, it was a big to do, but like now, it's like you could compare proms now to some people's weddings because I mean,
Yeah.
we had a no, for his prom, he rented a limo, but it was like a I don't think it was a limo. It was just like an old fashioned car, because we wore white and blue, so it was like old fashioned, like something you would see like out the like the 1940s. But for my prom, we just had a drop top Jeep Commander that we took to
Drop
my
top.
prom. But now, like kids, and neither one of us had our licenses at the time, so we didn't drive ourselves to prom. We were driven to and from prom and the activities that we did after. But now kids are renting, Lambos and Rolls Royces and all types of stuff to go to prom and then, getting the red bottoms to wear. So it's like what were you gonna do for your prom this year? Did you already know or are you still planning it out?
The crazy part is, it was like all I knew, I didn't have like the exact outfit picked out, but I knew that I was going to do some type of green because that's my favorite color. So I knew because last year I did, what color did I do? I did white, red, and black. So this year I was like, I'm like, it's my senior year. I gotta pop out my favorite color. Everybody in my school know green is my favorite color. So I was gonna pop out with some type of probably like a green and white tuxedo thing going on. I was gonna rent a car. I was. Nothing too crazy, but I was gonna rent something solid, something nice, probably something white. And then, but as far as that go, that's what I had planned. And then of course the after parties and things like that. But mine wasn't gonna be no movie production. But it was gonna be like, a little low,
Something something to
something nice.
remember.
It's gonna be
Some
elegant.
something to remember.
Yeah, it's just something to remember.
So
Yeah,
you
for sure. 'Cause I like dressing up. I like getting clean,
right.
So,
It's
yeah.
all about the pictures. You got to make sure you take good pictures for Instagram because those last forever.
Oh, you need it, the lighting and
Right.
everything. Clean cut, yeah.
So, you mentioned like for the athletes, the seniors that play, spring sports or whatever. Did you play any spring sports, or did you play a sport period while you were in high school?
I play football and
Okay,
basketball. I didn't
so
do
you didn't do
spring
any spring sports.
sports.
I think for
Nah.
I know. So I did. I was a three sport athlete in high school. I did spring, winter, and fall. I did track in the spring. I did basketball in the winter. I did cross country in the fall. But I think one of the things that I was hurting the most for the high school seniors this year is for though not even high school, just high school, but high school and college was, like you said, the kids that won't be able to finish out their spring sport, especially those who like either ran track or played baseball or softball, and were looking for recruitment. Because not being able to finish the senior year, that might have messed up a lot of kids' recruiting aspects. But even like in
Right.
the NCAA, not having like the March Madness, and you work, some of these kids, athletes have been in high school for, I mean college, for all 4 years, waiting for that time to go to the March Madness tournament and play in that tournament, and you just put in 4 years of hard work for basically no outcome. And that's like the craziest
Right.
part. I mean, obviously, they're gonna graduate, they're gonna get their degree, but they're not gonna be able to, fight for that championship. Like you said, they're not gonna be able to walk
Right.
across the stage either. So I think that's kind of,
Yeah.
what hurt me the most for this class of 2020.
Yeah, I believe that, honestly, because, you got your high school experience, but I think when you play or even college, playing a sport and being able to win a championship or to make a deep run, that's history that's going to last very long in the school.
Right.
And the people that own that team, rather you played a lot or not, the fact that you are a part of that and you're making history, you're bringing notoriety to the school is very big. So when you don't have the opportunity to play that sport or to get to that playoffs, that hurts,
It definitely.
especially when the seniors and the 4 year college people who've been playing, it's like, this is my last chance. We finally made it to the playoffs. Let's go. And then you can't even play in the
Right.
playoffs. You can't
It's
even
over.
start your season, and it's over abruptly. And then, because when you in the season, like for me being a senior, my football coach, my basketball coach all year was saying, this is for seniors, this is your last year. Take notes and remember this and don't
Right.
take it for granted, because you're never gonna be able to put that helmet on again and stuff like that. And it's like, at least I was able to play my last football game and my last basketball game.
You
You
had
got
that
some that don't, that
experience.
won't be able. Yeah. Yeah, some athletes won't be able to do that. They won't be able at all to swing that bat one more time or run that track or lacrosse, all that.
Right.
They won't have that. You know what I'm saying? I feel even worse for the
Right.
athletes.
That just sucks. Like I don't know what that feels like, because I was able to, play my last sports, whatever. I don't know. I've been trying to toy around with the idea of how I can do a virtual graduation for the kids that ain't graduated yet. So we'll see if I can come up with something. As far as like your schoolwork, before we get into like what's next after you graduate, as far as schoolwork, like how have you been? Are you doing schoolwork? Like, do you still have assignments that you have to complete?
We definitely have assignments. I've been talking to my classmates and we've been in group chats and stuff, and we like, yo, like, we getting work and we do not like it. It's like, we like, man, because it's no motive, especially when you're at home,
Right.
it's easier to get distracted and it's less motivation.
Absolutely.
So it's like, though I get that the teachers want to send work, but my thing is, you got to be mindful. Maybe sending essays and things like that aren't the best thing right now. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to spend a lot of time with it. And it's like, kids, we honestly, a lot of us ain't doing it. I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you. A lot of us ain't. I'm gonna be honest. It's hard to get the motivation to do, especially being a senior, because
Right.
it's like, you know what I'm saying? You
Yeah.
got senioritis and you at home. It's a bad combination. So it's like, it's hard for us to get the work done. And we getting it. I ain't even gonna say like we not. We getting work too.
Does the work that you do like now while you're at home, is that going to count towards whether you graduate or not?
And the crazy part is, we as students don't know, because we've been hearing that they're just gonna do the first three quarters because they're not gonna count this because we're not in school, they're not gonna count the fourth quarter. They're saying that they're gonna do just the fourth quarters and not the exams. It's so many different scenarios that's going around that we're at the point where we're like, why are we even doing this if it don't, like, we don't even wanna do it because we don't know if it's counting.
Now, I did read somewhere that there will not be a Regents exams for New York State.
Okay.
I think that was official. I want to say Governor Cuomo made that announcement that there won't be Regents exams. But I think as far as like the work for the different schools, I mean the work that you're getting while you're home, I think it depends on the school district or the school that determines like if that work is going to count for you towards a grade or if they kind of just send it at home just to keep you busy.
I seem like, I think it's busy work. I don't necessarily know if it's gonna count. I feel like it's more busy work to keep us busy. And, you know, so I respect, you know, their mindset wanting to keep us, keep our brains active. I get that, but I feel like don't send us this work if it's not gonna really count. I feel like they need to figure out a way that they know what we're doing. How are you going to make sure that you don't mess up people's chances to graduate, get their diplomas, and go to college, that this work isn't for nothing, or like they need to find a way to get it right. And I hope they do it sooner rather than later.
I feel like if they are going to send homework, it should be something that is going to be useful to you either right now or, you know, in your future. Because I mean, honestly, the career that I'm in right now, I'm working towards getting towards my career. Like I want to be in production. Whether it's radio production or, you know, television production, movie production, whatever. That's my ultimate goal. Hence why I'm doing this podcast, because I edit everything myself. But I'm n never, after I graduated from high school, I've never used calculus ever again in my life. Like as far, like I said, I'm a communications major in college, so I don't even have to take, I only took one math course. Only one math course was required for my, towards my degree, and I think I took like an algebra class. So it's like, don't send me home no pre-calculus work, because I'm not gonna ever use pre-calculus after I graduate. Send me home something that's gonna be useful, like some information about, you know, I did a poll on Instagram in my Insta stories a while ago, and it was like I was asking people what was something that they wish they learned in high school that they needed after high school that they didn't learn in high school. And I want to say 20 people all responded and said financial literacy in some aspect, whether it was, you know, managing their finances, getting into investment, you know, applying for a credit card, you know, filing taxes, whatever it was, like 20 people were all saying something about a financial aspect. So I think if they're going to keep sending home work, it should be something tailored towards, you know, something that you're going to use after high school.
Yeah, I feel as though, and it's crazy that me and my family was talking about this the other day. I feel like the education system needs a retooling. Because
Absolutely.
yes, you know, reading, writing, math are all important. But you
I would
can't.
even count history in that too, because, you know, it's always valuable to know what happened before, so you don't make, you know, so things don't turn around and make that same mistake, or we don't go backwards in history. I think history will be, you know, one of those
That
important
too.
things too.
That too. I think I forgot history. History also. And what we were saying is, but after a while, I was watching, who was it? I forgot who I was watching on Instagram the other day, but they were saying, after a while, you keep teaching us the same thing. And it's like, we're not learning nothing new. It's like, I feel like after you learn basic math, and I feel like arithmetic and reading and writing, you need to continue to learn that. But it also needs to be classes for financial management. There needs to be classes for, I think you need a in-depth sexual education class, because we're com because in high school, you know what I'm saying? People do what they do. You know what I'm saying? In high school, we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We all, you know. But there
And you
needs to
see it so
be,
much in the media as well. So it's like it's out there in the open.
It's out
like
there.
even even younger kids, like, you know, as young as third, fourth grade, maybe even younger, they know what it is.
Yeah, it's so accessible now because, and what's crazy is you'll, the sad part is we as a generation, my generation, the teenagers in the middle schools right now, we are getting more education on sex and things like that and drug. We need a drug class also. We are getting more education from Instagram and on Snap than we are in school about things like that. And that's not how it should be because people could say everything on social media. There needs to be teachers who are willing to devote time so that we aren't learning from social media. We're learning in the educational system. We need a retooling of the educational system desperately.
I think the people that come up with the curriculum need to hear that coming from a younger person because they don't feel that way. But for somebody your age to say, "Oh, I'm learning more about this on Instagram than I ever am in my classroom," that might make them rethink, maybe we need to consider, you know, having a class like that and, you know, in our curriculum. Because like you said, you know, you the math, the writing, the English, you know, the history, sometimes the science, that stuff is necessary to know, to a certain degree. Like I said, pre-calculus, you're never going to use pre-calculus
Never.
unless you're going into a mathematic or engineering type career. But you know, sex education is definitely needed. Even like you might be too young to remember it, but the DARE program was a big thing when I was in high school. I mean, when I not high school, when I was in grammar school, it disappeared by the time I got to high school. But the DARE program was basically a program that was used to prevent kids from, you know, getting into drugs. But because of today's music, drug culture is a huge thing. And a lot of kids, you know, as you get older, you know, high school age, you can kind of gauge for yourself, doing drugs is not smart. But when you're younger, you're like grammar school age and you're more impressionable, you know, those kids, like you said, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, and they see artists, you know, popping pills or, you know, drinking lean and all of that. They see that in the on social media. They think it's cool and they think it's okay to do it. So they grow up thinking that's what they should be doing. And that's something that, you know, needs to be taught. No, that drug culture is not cool. Stay away from it. That's definitely something that should be taught in schools and should be part of curriculum.
It needs to be prioritized because pill culture is very, very huge right now.
It is.
And you know, and it's probably our fault as a society because what made us want what allowed us to be like, oh, this is entertaining. I feel like for us as a society to accept and allow things like that just shows that we as a society are not in tune with what we need. I think when you got the music industry and all these different industries that promote things like drugs, pills, and abuse, things like that, the fact that it's so money driven that people care about more about money than the future. They care about their bank accounts than our generation. You know, it's the same thing that happened in the 80s with cocaine. It was like, you know what I'm saying, you could have your conspiracy theories and this, that, and the third, but either way it goes, drugs always come down to money. And drugs come from different places in the world, and it's like low-level people ain't got money to get them connections. So it's bigger organizations behind this stuff. It really is.
It is. And even just like you said, like even the just the effects that it has on the body, on your mind, like it's something that definitely needs to be taught, definitely needs to be talked about, whether it's in school, whether it's for parents, after school programs, whatever. It's definitely something that needs to be talked
Yeah,
about with today's
definitely.
kids. We kind of got off topic there, but it was a good conversation though. So I know you mentioned that you when you were a sophomore, you was thinking about dropping out. So now that you decided to stay in school, is college an option? Is that something that you're considering, or you're done with school?
You know, honestly, this whole year, especially in the beginning of the year, I was strongly, strongly considering going to the National Guard because I said it'll give me a year to figure out what I want to do. And if I want to go to school, it can pay for my education. And if I don't want to go to school, I got a career in the military. So I was like, it's plenty of options. If I go to the National Guard, it'll give me time and it'll set me up for some other stuff. Then I was thinking, I could go to the National Guard and just do that. Because I'm thinking, is college really for me? Because me personally, I feel like there are a lot of advantages to having a diploma and having a degree. Yes, I agree. They right. help you out. They help you out, especially, and you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, make it a race thing, but being African-American, you got to work twice as hard. So having a degree and a diploma especially helps. It helps. So that made me realize, I was like, you know what? I may not agree with the school institution because I have a lot of ideas and things that I don't agree with the school and the education system and all that. But I said to myself, I'm doing myself a disservice if I just disconnect from school and let it go. So I said, I'm going to get my high school diploma, and I decided I'm going to go to school for what you're in school for, communications, surprisingly.
Okay. Honestly, yeah. I'm not knocking you at all, but to me, it seems like communications is the fallback degree for a lot of people. I don't want to call it the fallback, but that's like, but I think it's because the communications field is so vast. You can do so much with a degree in communications. Like, I know, like, underneath the communications realm, I go to Buff State. Mm-hmm. Underneath the realm of communications is media production, which is what my major is. But then you can also get into journalism, which is a completely different major. Same field, but it's like a different concentration. Yeah. But then you can also get into PR, where public relations, because that's communicating with the public. You can get into management. Right. So like communications is, that's like, I would say that's like the number one major for a lot of kids coming out of high school.
Yeah.
So what exactly do you want to get into when it comes to communications?
For me, and that's the crazy part, the reason why I decided to go into communications was because it's so vast. So for me, it would definitely be film and media for me, definitely, because one, I like,
I might have to hire you to work for Young and Ambitious.
Like, in all honesty, like, that's just like looking at like my skill set, my ability to be able to communicate and to talk and talk well and talk to people and like my interest in society. And I just feel like it just fits, the communications realm and what I'm good at. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go to school, you got to might as well go for something you're good at. And I enjoy it. Like doing a podcast, like this is lit. Like I was, when my mom told me about this, I was like, yeah. And then when you told me you was going to do it today, I was excited. I woke up early. I usually wake up late during quarantine. 3:45. I woke up at 1. I was ready. I was like, let's go.
Now, it's funny that you say all of that because like, prior to me doing this interview with you, I did an interview with a friend of mine who she just got over having the coronavirus. So we were talking and I'm like, when I text her and asked her what she want to do it, I said, yo, you know, you going to do this little interview? It's only going to take like 5 to 10 minutes. She was like, yeah, cool. We get done with the interview and we were at like 32 minutes. But it's like, I've been doing the podcast for not too long. I only have 4 episodes up. But I've been doing like interviewing for a while, and I actually interned at one of the radio stations here. So I'm like, I've been doing interviewing for a while. I've seen a lot of interviews, and one thing about a good interview is a person that knows how to engage, and you don't have to pull. It's not like pulling teeth to get them to answer a question. And I think that's why both these interviews I've done have gone so far, because both of you guys are so willing to talk and you're open about what you're saying and you have an opinion, that it's not just like, oh, I asked you, you know, oh, you think about going to school, and your answer is no. and then I gotta like try and figure out how to get you to say more than just a one word reply.
Yeah, for me, you know, I honestly, my thing is like I feel like in life, like, because you could, like, if you was to ever ask my friends, like, I'm real honest. Like, I just, people be like, yo, dude, you got to chill. Because they be like, yo, you kind of rude. And I'm like, I don't mean to be. But it's like, my thing is, I just feel like you, in life, you have to be real. You got to be able to, and be strong enough and be, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, you have to be.
Like strong enough in knowing what you want to say.
Yes, be strong enough in knowing what you want to say
and being opinionated.
Yes, and being strong enough in your opinion and what you think. Not that what you think is right, but you're confident in what you're thinking and how you say it. So for me, I feel like in life, you have to be honest. And I feel like that's why in the world, there's so much confusion in the world because people don't know how to just say something. Now, granted, you got to learn how to say things in a way that you don't offend people and run them off, but you don't want to sugarcoat it so much right. that they don't even understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know what I'm saying? For me, interview, like doing something like this is nothing because you ask me a question, I go three different places with it because that's just how my mind goes. Like, I just feel like people say honesty is the best policy. It really is. Because if we were to be honest with ourselves and with everybody else, the world would be a lot clearer and we would have a better understanding. So,
most definitely. Once again, we got a little bit off topic. So back to like the whole school thing. So, have you decided if you're going to go to college or you're still kind of thinking about it?
I'm definitely going to go to college. I've submitted a couple of applications. And I want to go somewhere where I can still play football. Not because necessarily I want to go to the league, but because I still got a little more in me and I don't want to just pack it away and then just let it. And then I try to play with my kids and I'm just rusty, just terrible. I don't need them, you know what I'm saying, killing me on the field. So I just want to be able to still play the game that I love so much. So I'm just applying to a lot of different colleges that I can still communications and allow me to play football. But if I can't play football, it's okay. As long I'm getting more comfortable with the fact that football is not like in the deep, deep future for me. And I'm getting more and more okay with that. Cause at first I was very, I'm like, yo, if I don't go for football, what am I gonna do? Like I got very dependent on that sport and don't get it twisted. That's my second greatest love behind Jesus in the world. I love football. It just, if you was to cut me open, football is going to come out. Like, love football to death, watching it, playing it, learning it, studying the game. I'm a true student to the game. But it became a crutch for me. And because anything of too much can be a bad thing. So it became a crutch, and I just was like, oh, well, if I don't play football in college, what am I going to do? And I was like, well, if I can't play football no more, I don't even want to go. And then that's what kind of made me not even want to go to college. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to do? Yeah.
The thought of not being able to play.
But then I got confident in I got confident in what, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, I don't know, like, how this platform go, but I don't want to get too spiritual if that's not. But I understood what the Lord placed in me. And my gifts beyond just the field, like my ability, how I'm able to speak and my conversations and my mind and my thought process. And I started to believe what the Lord has said about me, that I began to get more comfortable with not being able to play football because I still was holding on to hope that maybe I can make it to the league, maybe. But then I realized that even if I don't, what he has given me is going to be sufficient. So that's what made me really be like, you know what? I'm about to go for it. Yep. I'm going to college. And I'm going to have a good time. I'm like, college is going to be fun anyway. Why not go?
It really is. It really is. And I think a lot of people, if you miss out a lot of experiences if you don't go to college. Even if you don't finish college, you still just going and getting that opportunity to be there. You get to experience so much. You meet so many new people with so many different outlooks on life. Like, college in itself, not even just the education portion of college, but just the experience of college will mold you so much and to the person that you turn out to be as an adult. But so with that, have you heard anything back from the colleges that you've applied to, that you got accepted to, as far as what like the semester will look like next year? Because, I mean, just like the high school students, you know, my brother is also in college now. And same thing. He went to school Friday. And then, you know, Monday he got an email from his teacher saying, you know, school class is canceled today. And then he got an email from the college saying, okay, we're officially done for the semester. You're going to finish the rest of your semester
online.
You know, online. You don't have to report back to school. So, you know, we don't exactly know how long this COVID-19 situation is going to go, but you know, have any of the colleges said anything about how COVID-19 is going to affect the upcoming semester?
A few colleges have texted me and said we want you to join the Zoom with current enrolled students in your field that you're looking to apply for. So that you have applied for. A lot of colleges are still trying to get people to understand their field and get connected to people in the school already, which is, I'm grateful for, because we live in that age. Mm-hmm. And also, I got accepted actually like last Monday, I got accepted to Madai College. I mean, and a lot of colleges are really using the internet to stay connected with us who are coming in. I've been getting a lot of different emails from colleges, football coaches saying, you know, even though we can't get you for a visit, you got any questions, they're calling me, making sure that they're staying connected to me. So I don't feel like I'm going into this thing blindly and alone, like the colleges have forgot about me, which is very good. For me, you know what I'm saying? I just love the fact that we live in an age where you can stay connected. Because I feel like if we didn't live in this age where these colleges didn't have direct contact to me, I think I would definitely be having a different conversation with you, definitely right now.
Yeah, like if we was in the, you know, the handwritten letter phase where, you know, you had to wait for something to come into the mail, and then you got to, you know, mail your response back. And it's like, you know, something that it's crazy to think that a conversation that we can have over the phone or via text within like 2 to 3 minutes, you know, back in the day, that would have took 2 to 3 weeks.
So simple.
For something so simple. So, you know, we've pretty much been under this social distancing order in the quarantine since around like March 15th-ish, around that time. Number one, how long do you think this is going to last? And number two, what are you doing with all this extra time on your hands, seeing that, you know, you can't pretty much hang out with your friends?
It's going to last until the Lord say so. I feel like until he sees fit.
That's a fact.
And that's really, honestly, the best answer I could give you. Like, me personally, you know, I want to say, you know, hopefully we can get over it in the next couple so I can at least go back to school for a little bit. Because, like, all of us are still holding hope that we could go back to school.
Right, yeah, at least for graduation.
But the thing is, like, when it's over, how do you know? Because it's a virus. How do you really know that it's over? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you kind of jumped the gun there. So, like, what do you think the world will look like when this is going
to
be
over? Okay, like, when they say, like, you know, it's clear, I feel like people are going to be so antsy to have that human interaction because, you know, psychology, I learned this, we need it, you know? That's why a lot of people are going crazy during the quarantine. So I feel like social distancing is going to be hard to do even after they say we're clear. I think people are going to rush and be all in your face again. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. With this free time, I created a YouTube channel. Yeah.
I saw that on your Instagram.
That is Just Being Jaden, by the way. Go subscribe. Anybody that's listening to Just Being Jaden on YouTube, got to plug myself.
we'll drop the link in the description.
This quarantine gave me the free time to start it because I always wanted to, and I explained this in a video, but I always wanted to, always felt like I had the talent for it and to put myself out in that platform, but I just always put it to the side and was playing with it. But this quarantine, I'm just like, dude, I'm going crazy. I need something to do. And I'm like, it was like something was like YouTube, and I was like, what? And
then I
started it. I looked up, you know what I'm saying, how to get good quality, and then started it. I got 40 subscribers in a week, over 200 views in a week. So, you know what I'm saying, we trying to...
Okay.
Right, hopefully, you know what I'm
hopefully
saying,
grow the channel, get the channel bigger.
But that's what I've mainly been doing, that. And also, this time has allowed me to spend time with myself that was needed. And with God, because, you know what I'm saying, with senior year, so much was happening. My relationship with God was slacking, and my relationship with myself was slacking, honestly, you know, because you got to focus
making
on
everything else a priority.
You got to spend extra time on assignments and spend extra time talking to coaches and this, that, and the third, which is very time consuming. And so this time has allowed me to really say, you know what? I need to get back focused And I got into chakra and energies, which is very interesting during this time, which I never thought I'd get into. I got into different how your chakra okay. works and your energy and your body. So this free time has really opened my mind to some things. And I forgot your other question after that.
That's good. I think you hit them all. But that's just good. I was gonna say that's good that you were able to find something to do to keep, you know, to keep your mind occupied, to keep you, yeah. you know, busy. Before you go, just what some of the things that, you know, we can see on your YouTube channel while you stand active.
Okay, so, you know, because of the quarantine, you know, content is very limited, but I'm trying to branch out and find some stuff to do. So on my channel, you'll find motivational videos, mm-hmm. you'll find poems, because during this quarantine, I plan to get back into my writing. Mm-hmm. So I'll be posting my poems on there. You'll also see reviews, reactions, challenges. You know what I'm saying? My cousin was over here last week. You know what I'm saying? You know, we did some, you know, did some safety things, made sure things were good before he came over.
Okay.
Did that, recorded a video. We did a Guess That theme song video. My channel is really, it's for my generation, but it's really for anybody, the content that I post on there.
Okay.
And so, you know, so the content is very broad, but it's also, it's something for everybody on there. That's what I really wanted to do during this quarantine, to give content and to just give something, somebody to watch, something to look forward to during this time.
Okay. And lastly, you know, what do you think the world is going to look like, you know, once this is over? Do you think you'll be a little apprehensive about going to, you know, a concert or a football game or being in a large crowd when this is over? Or you think, you know, things are just going to get back to normal ASAP?
I think that, you know, a lot of people are hopefully their hope is that when this is all over, that life goes back to quote unquote normal.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I feel like things like this happen for a reason. So I feel like us going back to normal may not be the best, if that right. makes sense. Like, I feel like there needs to be, I think this is a wake up call for us to be more cautious, for us to be more aware. I think this is time for us to realize that we need to be more aware of what's going on in our world on a daily basis. I feel like, for us as a people, not just the government, but for us as citizens, we need to be on CNN more and looking up things more and just being more in tune with our world. So I feel as though, me personally, when they say, you know, this is over, I might still be going out with some gloves because, you know, just on the safe side, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so just to be cautious, you know. So for me, I feel as though life is not going to be normal after this. I think the world, when things like this happen in history, the world, the people after China change. And I feel like this was a sign of change in the world.
Yeah, so there'll be a new idea of normal when this is over.
Yeah, I think that people, I feel like some people are going to be more adventurous and the homebodies may become more outdoorsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people may find different talents and new things. So I feel like being normal shouldn't be the goal. I think the goal after this should be able to get back into the groove of things, but also incorporate the new things that we've learned during the quarantine.
Right. All right. So this is the last thing. So something new that I'm doing with the podcast is at the end of every interview, we do a rapid fire, which is I'm basically going to give you five questions and you have to answer them as quick as you can. They're pretty simple. They're pretty much like this or that or opinionated things. All right. So number one is Hulu or Netflix?
Netflix, of course.
PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox all day.
Instagram or TikTok?
Ooh. I'm gonna go Instagram.
That's a hard Instagram. One. TikTok is lit.
It's lit, but I'm gonna say Instagram for sure.
Okay. Staying up late or getting up early?
Staying up late. Getting up early ain't it.
All right. Last one is going to be what is your favorite quarantine snack?
Ooh, man. What's crazy is that's tough. I think it's tough because I like snacks. I think that's, ooh, man. Ooh, that's a tough one. Because I this time, you know what I'm saying, if I ain't doing nothing, I'm snacking. So, whoa, that's tough.
Can't even pick one.
Man, you know what? Nah, you ain't gonna stump me. I got an answer.
Okay.
I ate them last night. I think it'd be Fritos. Fritos and Funyuns for some reason. I've been chomping on them.
I love Fritos. I love Funyuns, and I like the honey barbecue Fritos.
Oh, honey barbecue Fritos.
Those are like my favorite. They come.
I didn't know they had those. Really?
They come in like a orange and a black bag.
Oh.
They fire. You gotta.
I'm gonna have to cop those. Yep.
All right. So, thank you for doing the podcast with me today. Make sure you tell all your friends to listen.
Of course.
And before you go, tell us your Instagram and your YouTube so people that want to, you know, stay entertained during this quarantine can have some new content to look at.
Yes, my YouTube is Just Being Jaden. That is my YouTube. The picture is me. I'm in a black shirt. I got a nice little pose going on. I got my braid. If you're looking for the picture, that's the picture.
Okay.
Just Being Jaden on YouTube. And on Instagram is KingJ165. That's KingJ165. No spaces, no none of that. Snapchat is the same, KingJ165.
All right. Like I said, thank you for joining
us on the podcast today. Thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. And I'll make sure I put your links to your social and your YouTube in the description box.
Thank you.
All right. Peace out.
Peace and love.
All right. I hope you guys entered. Blah, 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 rewind. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Jaden. I had a dope time interviewing him. Some of our conversation got cut out because, you know, we kept getting off topic, but it was a dope conversation. I hope you all enjoyed it. He was dropping gems, not necessarily about things that was going on with the coronavirus, but just some of the information that we were talking about regarding the curriculum in schools, education, and how we can help young people today. So shout out to Jaden for that interview. Much appreciated. Make sure you guys check out his YouTube channel. I have watched a couple of his videos and I subscribe. It's pretty dope. Make sure you support him while we out during this quarantine. All right. But as you know, we do our Young and Ambitious Spotlight at the end of every single episode. And the spotlight is always somebody that's just doing something positive that I feel should be acknowledged and that I just think is dope in general. So this week's Young and Ambitious Spotlight is going to go to Mr. Gene Tino Copeland, aka Mr. Next Level. He is the founder of Next Level Bootcamp here in Buffalo, New York. And during the whole quarantine coronavirus thing, Gene has been doing fitness classes, live fitness classes on the Zoom platform. If anybody doesn't know what Zoom is, it's an app or a website that you can visit and you can do live video chats, conference calls type things. Gene has been putting on basically a live video version of his Next Level Bootcamp workout that he does. Now, this workout, it ain't for the weak. It ain't for the weak at heart. I've been going to Gene's bootcamp workouts for a couple months now. And the ones I go to are usually on Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. It's an hour long and yo, he work you. He work you. You leave out of there sweating, but you leave out of there feeling good. And he's just all about positive vibes and helping people stay healthy. And I appreciate the fact and I admire the fact that even though his gym is closed, Gene has his own gym. Even though it's closed right now, he can't do his personal training sessions. He can't do his boot camp classes like he used to. He is still making it a priority to keep his customers satisfied and, you know, to keep us all healthy, because that's what he's about, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. And he's doing what he can to make sure that we are all staying healthy. We're all enjoying our time and we're staying active. So I just wanted to shout out Gene for that. And I can't wait to get back into boot camp. If you are in the Buffalo, New York area, make sure you add him on Instagram at GeneTino_Copeland. It's his personal page, and his business page is at Next Level Bootcamp WNY. I'm going to make sure I drop that in the description box. Make sure you add him. If you're in Buffalo, make sure you stop by one of his bootcamp classes or even his regular classes that he has during the week. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed, and the workout is bomb. All right. So shout out to Mr. Gene Copeland. We salute you for what you are doing, keeping everybody healthy and making sure they're exercising during quarantine. And thank you for listening to another episode of the podcast. All right, now, before we get out of here, I just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Next week, I got another dope episode for you, so make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get notifications of when the podcasts are posted. You'll get a new podcast episode on Mondays. If you can't wait till later in the day, the podcast episodes do drop at midnight, so make sure you check them out every Monday at midnight. New podcast update. All right. I just want to say, in the midst of all that is going on with the coronavirus, I urge everyone to stay home, stay safe, and stay healthy. All right. I know it's boring, but this is what we got to do to make sure that we stay healthy and we can return back to life as normal. So, like I said, stay home, stay safe, stay healthy. If you need some ideas on things that you can do to stay busy during quarantine, make sure you visit the website. We have a list. 8 ways that you can stay entertained and busy while you are at home. And, you know, like I said, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So also check out the website and, you know, check out some of our articles about how you can stay mentally healthy during this time as well. All right. If you have been going out and you think you may be sick, remember to contact your doctor or your healthcare provider if you are exhibiting any symptoms of what you may think could be the coronavirus. Some of those symptoms to look out for are including, but not limited to, fever, difficulty breathing, loss of taste or smell, and chest pain. So if you are experiencing anything like that, make sure that you contact your doctor or your healthcare provider. Get yourself checked out because we don't want any more casualties due to this virus, all right? If this is your first time listening to an episode of the podcast, I thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. Go back and listen to previous episodes. Promise you will not be disappointed. If you want to stay updated with everything that has to do with Young and Ambitious, make sure that you follow us on Facebook at Young and Ambitious Magazine. You can hit us up on Twitter at Young Ambitious 2. And you can follow us on Instagram at Young and Ambitious Magazine. Anything that you want to know regarding Young and Ambitious will always be on those social media platforms. Make sure you follow us, interact with us on social media. Tell us what you want to hear on episodes of the podcast. If you think you or somebody you know should be featured on the podcast, make sure you hit us up and let us know. We are always looking for new people to post about or to do interviews with for the podcast. So make sure you check that out, okay? Also, we do have merch on the website. Make sure you check it out. The website is www.theyoungandambitious.com. Visit the website. Check out some of our merch. Put an order in. We also have tons of blog posts that you can read. Tons of people that we've interviewed and featured on the website. So make sure you go check that out, all right? Thank you again for listening. If you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at Court_2Times on everything, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That is Court_2Times. Thank you again for listening. Stay young and ambitious, and we'll see you next week.